I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, learn why international religious freedom and U.S. legislation are crossing paths on Capitol Hill. Plus, if you live in the U.S., there may be a mission field in your own backyard. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Last week, the United States Congress was introduced to a bipartisan resolution condemning international apostasy and blasphemy laws. House Resolution 512 encourages the State Department and the U.S. President to protect international religious freedom. Bruce Allen and FMI work with Christians who live under blasphemy laws in the three largest Muslim-dominant nations of the world. If implemented, H.R. 512 is the U.S. essentially saying,
"We will look at your laws that you have on your books, on your penal codes, as a compass that will help serve how we deal with you."
But this is where the resolution gets tricky. There are 70 countries around the world with blasphemy and apostasy laws.
Think of a place like Saudi Arabia, and we're considering selling military equipment and arms to them, and yet they're one of the main violators of this, as well as some other countries.
Please pray nations around the world will amend and repeal their apostasy and blasphemy laws. Pray for those who are unjustly imprisoned under these laws and for their release. And finally, pray against vigilante-style riot attacks against perceived violators of these laws, specifically Christians facing persecution. We'll share more ways to get involved in just a moment. Can someone become a spiritual leader if they can't read the Bible? According to the International Orality Network, 80% of people don't learn by reading, either because they can't or they prefer other methods like orality. There are even whole cultures centered around orality methods. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says gospel organizations are getting better at introducing oral learners to Jesus. However, there still isn't as much focus on discipling oral learners and launching them into ministry.
That's really where I think the difference is in how we as an organization think about orality and how maybe other organizations think about orality. This is like ministry light, or this is a good stepping stone to, quote, real ministry.
Today, Spoken Worldwide has disciple-making orality movements in 30 languages around the globe. Weaver hopes greater awareness of orality methods will transform the ways Christians appreciate the faith and leadership of oral learners.
An oral learner can be a pastor. An oral learner can be a theologian. It's just a matter of learning the information, learning and understanding who God is and how to be able to communicate that and understand his plan of redemption.
And please pray for oral learners to grow deep faith roots as they listen to God's word. As a popular immigrant and refugee haven, it's not uncommon in the United States to hear more than one language at your local grocery store. This diverse environment means American Christians don't have to go overseas to reach the nations with the gospel. We can be a global witness right in our own backyards. Joshua Harrison with Audio Scripture Ministries admits it's not easy.
We are called to bring the gospel to those around us. Regardless of your thoughts on the political situation, regardless of your thoughts on where you could serve better, God has placed you where you are right now with spheres of influence where you can bring God's word.
ASM makes it easier to share Jesus with your neighbors. Their audio Bible translations are available on apps and audio players that you can give to others.
Our Latin America director, Jim Locher, met someone at a cell phone shop and discovered that this was a native Zapotec speaker. They had recorded his language, and this man's face just lit up when he saw that he could play it in his own language, the Bible. And he said, "I must call my family and tell them about this back in Mexico."
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. They're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.